I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A regional East Africa bloc is welcoming Eritrea back to the fold. Eritrea quit the Intergovernmental Authority on Development in Eastern Africa in 2007 over soured relations with Ethiopia. However, 16 years later, and one peace deal between the two countries and Eritrea is ready to rejoin. Yet there's concern that this allows Eritrea to brush over severe human rights abuses. Dr. Bahani Ashmalash, director of Release Eritrea, spoke with Greg Musselman at the Voice of the Martyrs Canada about imprisoned Christians in Eritrea today.
They thought if we arrest the top leaders, the church will disintegrate, but it didn't, because our leaders are not like popes. The top authority for evangelicals is the scripture, so the church continued to grow.
Pray courage for Eritrea's believers and share this story. And a new Barna study showed 7 out of 10 Americans have a positive view of Jesus. However, a little less than 3 out of 10 have a positive view of evangelical Christians. It shows the American church has our work cut out for us to represent Christ's truth and love. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says,
we were positioned by God as his personal voice to be that at Acme Tool and Die or George Washington Middle School, or on a soccer team, or at the Rotary, or at the PTA, or at the nursing home.
Maybe your neighbors are all about Christ's love, but don't know his truth. So tell them. Maybe they've heard the truth, but haven't felt Christ's love. Show them. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has gospel-sharing resources at missionnews.org. Connect with us to find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.